Welcome to Health Butts and Guts, on the forefront of intestinal health and nutrition. Tune in with Mel and Kelv for enlightening tales of coffee enemas, perennial bleaching, and holistic teachings. Lovely.
It's all recording in progress. How are you, Mel?
I didn't know you could hear it too.
Yeah, it's really loud. So I wonder if it's just on both ends. Oh my God.
That's good. But I mean, because what if someone's trying to be creepy and just like record without telling, which obviously could not be used in court.
That's true. But they actually use like Alexa recordings now in court. Like they've like proven like wives have killed their husbands because of Alexa picked up the recording.
Yeah, I think that makes sense if like a person is like deceased and they can't defend themselves or something like that. Like you're looking up clues. But I think like if you're in court and you're trying to like catch someone or try to get someone to admit something and you didn't tell them that you're recording them, like that can be thrown out. Like you can't use that.
Don't ever try and mess with me, Mel. So I wonder if by like podcasting, anything we say, it like
can be used against you. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm very, what?
I say we do use disclaimers to say like, we're not doctors and like, we're just sharing our opinion and research. So I don't think it can be used against us.
That couldn't have been a better transition into literally what I'm going to talk about today, because we are not doctors. And I don't think a lot of people or some people know that I'm a makeup artist and that's what I do for a living. Like, no, is that weird? Because I feel like I've had people ask me random questions about health, working out, like that kind of stuff. But I'm like, I don't think they realize that this is not my profession. This is just something that I have fun doing. Yeah, I'm a professional podcaster. Health is my second major. I have my PhD. And no, but so many people don't, like, they just either don't know what I do, because I don't know why, maybe I don't tell people enough, but I am not a doctor. And I don't know how many times I need to say that. But the podcast has to do with health. And so I decided to bring the podcast and my profession together and give you my beauty go-tos and some of the beauty stuff that basically like my top, like mostly used stuff, because people that do know, and some of my clients that know that I'm a makeup artist, but know that we have the podcast, they're like, oh, Kelly, can you talk about, you know, skin regimen, or what I told you guys before too, how I'm like, oh, my goal is to get like an organic makeup kit or a vegan cruelty-free makeup kit. But thinking about it more, I'm like, what is your purpose, Kelly? Why do you have these things? And if I have a fully vegan, organic, clean makeup kit, my brides in Texas are going to be pissed because their face is going to melt off, right? So knowing my purpose of why, but what I'm putting on my face compared to what I'm putting on other people's face, and teaching you guys certain little tips and tricks on beauty and what I do.
Yeah, and it aligns with what we talk about and what we preach of, like, you know, as much as you can be clean, but when you can't be clean, then make sure you do like your best to detox from it and not to like keep your clean consistent and your dirty like inconsistent, I guess.
And know what's dirty, right? Like, I know alcohol is not good, but I know that I'm going to sweat it out at least the next week. I'm going to do sauna. I'm going to do the enema. I'm going to do my little tricks, pull out my tools to do so that I can have my margaritas. You know what I mean? Okay, so the first one, and this is good too, because you can write these down for your wedding or anyone else, because I have brides. And my first one is going to be this new thing that I started doing. It's not something that I do all the time. Before I tell you that, I also want to say, like, I don't do these all the time. Like, this is something, these are my mostly used, but you don't see me doing this stuff every day. I fall off and then I'm like, oh yeah, I need to get my teeth whitened again. So what do? That's my number one. It's baking soda, turmeric, and coconut oil, which is super weird because literally turmeric will,
stain.
It will stain everything. It will stain your skin. It'll stain your hair. It'll stain your nails. It'll stain your carpet. It'll stain your hair, everything. But it has a weird, I actually looked it up for you. So I'll explain. Oh, it's on my phone.
Okay. Are you going to say like how often to do it and how long it takes to get your teeth white? Because your teeth are like, bling, shiny.
Are they?
Yes.
I just started doing it again last week. And so this, let me explain to you. So the first time what happens is it's just cleaning your teeth and your gums, and you need to do it at least for a week, and you'll set the turmeric paste on your teeth. Let that sit on there for like a couple minutes, and then you
sit like this. Oh, yeah. Can you use that game, like the game?
The mouth it game or what? I forget what I have that game.
It's
fine, like, because you can do double thing, which my second part of this is, because you can use coconut oil, you can do coconut oil pulling, which is antibacterial, and so many people don't realize that the bacteria starts in your mouth and you can get it, and it goes into your bloodstream, it goes into your gut. But if you're cleaning, if you're doing oil pulling, which I just use organic coconut oil, a spoonful, and you kind of swish it through your teeth, that is an incredible way, instead of using like, what is the mouthwash brands? I don't even know. Any mouthwash, because you can just use coconut oil and it'll be the same thing. Antiviral for my clients that have those cold sores. But it just helps totally clean out your mouth. But adding the baking soda and the turmeric, so here I have it. So the spice has antibacterial properties. It acts as a cleansing agent for the gums, you know, got big gums, and removes impurities. When used as whitening, it cleans the teeth and jaws naturally and removes the strains and impurities. Its anti-inflammatory properties benefit oral health. This spice originates from the ginger family and is mildly abrasive. The natural properties of turmeric fight oral health conditions. So the benefits along with oral health is that it helps control heart disease, cancer, and many other severe conditions. So not only is it literally bleaching, but the same thing as like pulling the impurities or like the bacteria in your mouth before being swallowed. So mixing the spice with some oil, like coconut oil, and applying it on the teeth for some time. It's also useful to remove bad breath and treat dry mouth conditions. Leaving the mixture for some time with result in cleaner teeth.
Well, how long is some time?
Well, it's saying you can repeat the process for a few days to get whiter teeth. I don't know why it's sometimes.
I'm thinking like, okay, if I put a paste on my teeth, do I get plastic wrap, and put it on there and then
No. So what I do is I actually brush my teeth. So you'll get a little bit of the the yellow right here, but you can see if you look really close. I should do a before and after. Like, I don't have any yellow. I used to have Thug Life tattooed on the inside of my lip.
You did?
Yeah, and then the T fell out and it said Hug Life, and I was like, that's the least gangster thing ever. What the heck? But yeah, you'll sometimes get a little bit of like the yellow, but it comes right off. Like, you can just brush your teeth with your toothbrush and it comes right off.
You brush the paste into your teeth?
Like, I literally brush my teeth and then you could just let it sit on there. So it's not like an extremely thick, you don't need a thick paste.
Okay, but how long do you let it sit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I told you just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Like 2 to 5 minutes. However, you know, some people don't have the time, but getting it in, at least you're cleaning. And it's like, if you're trying to really go for it, what's your purpose? Like, do you have time to do 5 minutes? Then yeah, let it sit while you're doing your enema, you know, two things at once. That's like my favorite thing. It's like, sometimes I'll do my enema with a clay mask. Sometimes I do my enema, I add oil of oregano to it. But for your teeth, yeah, just the longer you let it sit on there, then the more it's going to bleach them out.
What's the measurements?
You do equal measurements of turmeric, baking soda, and coconut oil. So, I mean, the easiest way for me is I just do 1 tablespoon of turmeric and baking soda, and I put those just in a little dry dish. And then I dip my toothpaste into coconut oil and then dip it, so it's all together. And the baking soda tastes like shit, to be honest. Damien, he started doing it. I should have gotten it before and after. Actually, I might have, because his teeth looked significantly whiter the first time we did it. It was like, oh, wow. But what was I going with that? Oh, he was like, it tastes like this is creepy, because it tastes like I'm literally brushing curry in my mouth, because it's turmeric and coconut oil. So it's weird. And you're like, you're afraid that your lips are going to tint, but it doesn't. It's very strange. And it's an easy thing to do at home. So I would strongly suggest it, because it's beauty and health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So that goes, that's my one for your teeth. And then along with the oil pulling. So along with coconut oil, I just learned this was something I had no clue, which Dr. Robles helped me with this one, because I always put coconut oil on my face and I never really understood. And I've read it's good, it's bad, it's this, it's that. But you're supposed to do your lotion and your oils, whatever, your toners first. And when you're done with putting on your product, then put your coconut oil, because coconut oil is a seal. So what it's going to do is it's going to hold in whatever you put on your skin. That being said, make sure that you're using clean products. I just found, but it's been a while, Eminence Organics. So you can look into that. It's kind of expensive, but at least their products are clean. And you're going to be sealing that. If you decide to put coconut oil on your skin, either do it by itself or have, you know, maybe spray a rose water and then seal that in. So you're sealing some form of a hydration, but know that if you just put coconut oil on dry skin, you're just sealing in your dry skin. And I had no idea about that.
I love that. Yeah, I know you mentioned that. I usually will put like a witch hazel toner that has rose,
rose hips.
Is it rose hips that's in it? I don't know. Then like I'll put coconut oil like at night or something if I want my skin to kind of rest from products.
Yeah. And that's something that you should really, really pay attention to is your products, because your skin is your biggest organ. And so many people don't realize, they're like, oh, I eat clean, or oh, I'm dieting, or I'm doing this, and you're still putting the same shit daily on your face. And it's like, give your skin some time to breathe. like I said, I mean, I'm guilty. I will fall asleep in a full face of makeup when I'm in Vegas. Like sometimes on a Friday night, I come home and I crash and I'm in MAC, you know, Estee Lauder, NARS, all the bad stuff, but I look beautiful that night. You know, it looked great. I had a purpose, but you've got to really, you've got to clean your face and make sure that you get rid of the buildup too that it causes. Which, that being said, I use apple cider vinegar. Everyone knows apple cider vinegar is like one of those miracle things, but really, what do you use it for? So I use apple cider vinegar for a toner, which you have to be careful. I did look up like the reasons why I like it so much, or like why it actually works. It says that its main strength is its high acidity when used in toners. It helps to balance the skin's pH levels and provides effective results in treating acne, blackheads, scarring, and oiliness. But that being said, it's a harsh, because it's acidic, it's harsh. You need to dilute it with, you can use like your rosehip water, but it's because it's balancing the pH on your skin, you want to be able to bring back in the moisture as well. So I love using that as a toner. When I'm really good, I try and do lemon water in the morning, and I'll just squeeze that lemon straight into my water, and then I squeeze it into my hand and I put it all over my face. Damien too, like he's like, what do you, he knows. Sometimes it's a little acidic, it burns, it kind of makes your eyes water. The tears, I think you said it was a basil tear. What is it?
Irritant.
Yeah, because it is, it's strong. It's an acid form that's making your eyes water. So lemon though is so good.
I have a question about the lemon, because I do it too, but then I was reading that if you have like high melanin, is that it, in your skin, that you can be sensitive to hyperpigmentation if you put lemon on your skin or your face.
So I looked up, I did a report because I knew you're going to ask these things. So it's actually to promote the skin tone. So it's not only, it exfoliates your dead skin cells, which makes, let's see, it helps. It has an alpha hydroxy acid, such as glycolic acid. And these acids, sorry, my computer's kind of freaking out. These acids are commonly used in skincare, as they increase cell turnover and slough away dead skin cells. As a result, many folks use lemon juice in hopes of reducing dullness and brightening the skin. But the way it promotes the skin tone is because it has the potential exfoliating properties of the lemon juice, that it reduces the hyperpigmentation by exfoliating it. And it helps remove pigmented cells and even out your skin tone. It contains citric acid, vitamin C, and those two things will lighten your skin. So it's actually balancing out your skin.
I know that it does that, but I read that it can have an adverse effect for certain skin types.
Gotcha. Yeah. By making it. I wonder why that would be.
I don't know. It's kind of like some people that have a lot of melanin in their skin, they scar easily or darker or whatever. So yeah. I don't know if you have more melanin that you have to be more sensitive to it, or don't go in the sun with lemon on your face, like make sure you wash it off. Or because, okay, so it may actually, I'm starting to like put it together. So because it takes the sludge off your face and it makes you have like more cleaner, more like baby skin in a way, then you can be more sensitive to the sun, right?
Yeah.
So then it can cause you to get more pigmentation on your skin because you're not protecting that fresh skin.
Right. Just like people that get like peels, like do facials, like you're going to be, your skin looks very fresh and beautiful, but you cannot be in the sun at all. You have to be, keep far, far away from the sun. And I think that's kind of the same thing of like having such a high antioxidants thing on your face. Of course, you don't want to be going directly in the sun with something like that, but you can put coconut oil over the top of it. And that's going to be a barrier, which is a natural SPF.
Right. I think it's like 5 or 8, right?
Yeah. And it goes away really quick, but I don't know. I would love to do a whole episode just on suntan lotion. I feel like it's a direct link to skin cancer and other cancers. I'm not a doctor, but I strongly believe that that SPF has a huge part in skin cancer. So, and it makes me really sad because I feel like people really push SPF. And I'm like, I feel like you need to really know why are you wearing the SPF you are and what it is, you know, maybe have a little bit of yourself in the sun and then get shade and balance in that way. But I'm not an advocate of SPF at all. I use coconut oil.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm almost done with the, okay. So the apple cider vinegar, I said, as a toner, I also use that, I take shots of that. And when I'm really being good, I try to take a shot of that before every meal, because what happens is it basically gets the acids in your stomach getting ready so that they can break down the foods that you're about to eat. And I already have digestion issues because I grew up just eating cheese every day of my life, and I had poop issues and congestion, you know, skin congestion. So when I'm really being good and I notice a big difference, not only will I put that apple cider vinegar on my face, but when I'm taking shots of it, I notice a big difference in my skin as well. So try to take not a whole shot, just something little, just to get those liquids flowing. And okay, so the last but not least is dry brushing is so good for your skin. And there's different ways of doing it, but I heard you're just supposed to brush. And what I do is brush towards your heart. Now, people will say, Kelly, I don't have time for that. Literally, I had this conversation with my mom today.
I thought you were going to say, people are like, Kelly, I don't have a heart.
Kelly, we know you don't have a heart. That shit's black. No, wasn't going to say that.
Your heart is far from black. You have the sweetest heart ever. So
it's frozen. That's all. It's just frozen. It needs to be thawed.
Tears.
But yeah, you're supposed to brush towards your heart. And so you can start at your ankles. But like I said, my mom was like, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm doing my sauna now every day. And she does that for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. And I'm like, I know, but it could take you 2 minutes or 5 minutes, depending. Just, I mean, get really open up that skin. And I guess going towards your heart, I should have looked that up. I didn't look it up, but I think it has something to do with blood flow.
Yeah, like your lymphatic system.
Yes. And it feels good. Like you're all red, but I mean, scraping through here, which if you're not watching this video, it's kind of like the area to the side of your breast to your armpits gets really congested, and even scraping your armpits. So doing the dry brushing along with sauna, of course, that's your skin, you're getting rid of toxins and antioxidants.
I wonder if your mom could start when she's in the sauna before she starts getting super hot and sweaty. Like, okay, mom, your first 2 to 5 minutes in the sauna, you're already in there. Make sure your brush is in there with you and do your dry brushing. So then it also like opens up your pores so you're able to sweat out more of your toxins.
And it's a double whammy. I love that. I love that. And you know what else she can do while she does that? Well, no, never mind. Cause she's in the sauna. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to call her after this and I'm going to suggest it because I love doubling it up. And there are so many things. That's why it's like, oh, with this health thing, it's like, Kelly, we don't have time to juice. And it's like, I know, you think I have time to juice either? Like, try doing things when you have, when your mind thinks about it. That last, I know I said that was going to be it, but Aztec clay mask. Because you have to, same thing, your skin, the Aztec clay mask is so cheap. You can get it literally on Amazon, but mask those armpits. I had no idea that you were supposed to do that. And you think of places where you really sweat and toxins are coming out a lot, but your face, you wear your makeup, you've got to be doing, if you're not getting facials, at least do masks to try and clear out those pores. And it shrinks your pores down. It's like you gotta, it's a great beauty tip and it's so cheap.
Do people do it on the bottom of their feet too?
I've heard of people masking their feet. I've never done it personally, but every time I do my face now, I do my armpits. So maybe I'll look into the feet because, or even, you know, maybe the chest, because I do sweat in between my breasts more than I do in my armpits. So I would think anywhere on your skin that you're prone to sweating, I would think detoxing that area, at least exfoliating it with dry brushing that area, specifically really targeting that area. But cool. We got a lot of congestion. Yay. Yay, thanks for listening to my beauty tips and tricks.
Love it. Thanks, Cal.
You're welcome.
People, I don't think anyone listened to it. I don't think we have any followers or
we don't.
A YouTube channel or sponsors for Core Vital HBG 20 for 20% off.
Yeah. And to all those people that are not cleansing with us, make sure that you're purchasing your buckets, making sure they're clean, because I would say at least once a month.
Yeah. And you can sign up for our monthly subscription where you can get them automatically sent to you.
Love you guys. Thank you.